Cognitive Fuel. The diet that powers your memory. Hi there. Welcome back to our Monday series, The Food Memory Connection. Last week, we talked about the emotional power of food, the recipes and smells that connect us to our past. Today, we're focusing on the practical, the foods that fuel your future. The science is clear. What you eat directly impacts your brain's ability to recall memories, focus, and stay resilient against cognitive decline. The good news is that the best brain diet is delicious, accessible, and easily fits into a Canadian kitchen. The Mind Diet, your easy roadmap to brain health. You don't need a strict, complicated regimen to eat well. The most effective dietary approach for senior brain health is the Mind Diet, Mediterranean-intervention for neurodegenerative delay. It is simply a guide that focuses on adding powerful, protective foods while moderately limiting others. The Mind Diet's goal is to make these foods a regular habit. See chart in text. The simple foods to limit. The Mind Diet isn't about elimination, it's about moderation. Aim to limit these foods that can cause inflammation. Red meat. Try to limit to 3 servings or less per week. Fried fast foods. Reduce to 1 serving or less per week. Pastries and sweets. Keep these to a minimum, as high sugar intake can accelerate memory issues. 3 simple swaps to make this week. Making a change doesn't mean overhauling your kitchen. Start small. Swap for snacking. Replace processed crackers or chips with a small handful of walnuts or almonds when you get a craving. Walnuts are shaped like a brain for a reason. Add a handful. Blend a handful of spinach into your morning fruit smoothie. You won't taste it, but you've already hit one of your weekly green goals. Oil upgrade. Commit to using only olive oil for your sautés and salad dressings this week.
Your shared wisdom. Your go-to brain food. What is your favorite food from this list, and how do you make sure you eat it regularly? Do you have an easy, mind-friendly recipe to share with the community? Keep the conversation going. Next Monday, we'll move from our personal plate to the communal table in part 3. The social table, exploring how cooking and sharing food can be your best tool against isolation and your favorite new social hobby. Warmly, Bill and Marilyn, founders of Canadian Senior Moment.